it is to inform people and actually inform ourselves as we go along. You know, we're finding out things as we go along because we haven't had discussion yet about climate change. We've just had a lot of information, not that much information. We've had not much information, and it's all been selected information. And what we are finding already is that so many people have no idea what fracking is, and the other people are quite confused. And so it's absolutely vital and crucial that the public start to understand what's going on, because I think it's the most important decision we might ever have to make as to whether we should go ahead with fossil fuels or not. I certainly think you shouldn't. I think it's the last thing we need. And I wouldn't mind telling you why I think it's so important.
Sure.
Because we all know that fossil fuels are the biggest contributor to global warming. And therefore, the issue of fracking is very, very important. It causes actually more emissions than conventional extraction. You know, none of these things are proved. We don't even have the information, but it's so complicated and awful that obviously it's bound to have that kind of impact.
Vivian, I said that last week on my programme, that there's that much information and counterclaims and everything else. You can understand why the public are actually confused or disinterested in this, when maybe they should be a lot more interested in what's going on.
And the reason I'm so nervous always is because how do you communicate to people? This is what makes people suddenly wake up and think, I've got to get involved in this. I can't just wait for other people to make decisions in the world that possibly so incredibly terrible for the future. We're really at a crucial point where we face incredible suffering and problems of people if we ever get to the point where we can't stop global warming.
Vivian, can I ask you, are you basically saying you're anti-fracking or you just need convincing? Because there's a big difference, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But I personally, yes, from what I've learned, I am anti-fracking. But I just think that what we're trying to do is democratically give the public the chance to make up their own mind, and they're not being provided with the information. And
are you aiming that at the government, that they're rushing ahead with this without giving the information you think is required before people can make a decision?
Yeah, exactly. I think that governments more and more aren't listening to people. Without public opinion, we're not going to make the right decisions at all.
What about the counter-argument on this, Vivian, where, you know, the local communities in this county, Blackpool is the only place yet where it's going to take place at the moment. What about the community? It'll be given money, it will create jobs in the area, a bit of wealth locally. You've got to look at that as well, haven't you?
I think you can argue... Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous because what I'm supposed to be doing on this tour is trying to help an open discussion. And the point is that me, myself, I'm really against it. So I'd better declare that I'm really against it and just
speak from that point of view. That's fine.
And
that's your personal point.
And I will answer it. I believe that we could win this debate just by talking about the money and the price and the cost of everything and financial advantages. I think it's very, very simple to win it on that level, which is good for me because it's not an emotional thing to talk about. It's a hard-headed thing to talk about. When you put the facts together, you find that this is not commercially viable at all. It will just help a few people. By the way, I think it's really important to say right from the beginning that it's not our gas. Whatever they get out of it, it doesn't belong to this country. It belongs to the few people who extract it, and they can sell it on the open market and add it to their portfolio of energy. And by the way, it will be subsidised by the government. That's why they'll be able to perhaps add it to their portfolio if we ever get to that point. And they will be selling it along with gas that's got from conventional sources. They will find it very difficult to sell it because renewable energy, the technology it's going down. The cost of it is getting so low that it won't even be able to compete with renewable energy. Of course, it will take 10 to 15 years before they'll be able to know whether they want to go ahead or not.
Vivian, can I ask you also, this panel is open to the public. People can ask questions from the floor on all these roadshows that are going around the country. There's some eminent people involved, and your son Joseph's involved too, isn't he?
Yes, he's really, really good, Joe. He's so clear-headed. Everybody says to him, why don't you become a politician? He's really, really good anyway. And he's got his heart in the right place.
And, of course, there's a lot of open letter to the Times this week. There's a lot of big names and celebrity people who are backing this roadshow too.
Yes, that was great. We collected, people were very keen to sign. They said, oh, thank you so much. It's terrible fracking. Of course we'll sign this petition.
Finally, Vivian, you've come out clean. You said, look, for me personally, I'm against it. But this roadshow's to debate, to discuss, to get more information. And is that the root of it, really? We just need to know more before the government go ahead and maybe rush this through.
Yes, in fact, that's what the letter was asking people to do, to say that we need discussion. And that we haven't even had it, and that's why people don't know what's going on. And in my opinion, they don't know the danger that we're in and the legacy that we're going to leave to the children of the future. We cannot keep on with the old values. And I just believe that fossil fuel is fossilized thinking. I think the government are going to be left behind the times. They're going to miss out on all the creative stuff that's being doing to get to supply us with renewable energy. And other countries will be going ahead with this, and England will be just carrying on with fossil fuel extraction that's completely, totally costing far more than people will be able to sell it for.
Dame Vivian Westwood, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you very much.